The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
Whoa, calm down, Jamal. Don't pull out the nine.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
Fucking
you know nothing about that.
Put some respect on my name. You understand me? And y'all saying my name, put some respect on
me. Merkel, not a bad save.
Because don't you ever answer to Matt again. I named you Matthews from the Bible. I was like, yes.
I never do any recording.
Take this pencil, we'll make a beat on that.
What kind of person is taking relationship advice off this man?
Scary hours. Scary hours. Scary hours.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but you know how Ma be with all them girls.
Hi.
Scary hours. Scary hours. Scary hours.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You got some new music coming out, ain't that right?
That's correct, sir. Nothing for granted. June 30th.
Sweet.
Real excited Sweet. About it. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get right into that, and then we're going to talk about what else? Just about you. So I just want to start it from the beginning, right? So
who's Len Bowen?
I'm a writer, MC, artist from Winnipeg, Manitoba. One third of one of Winnipeg's most celebrated hip hop groups, The Shades. I've been making music for mad years, a couple decades now, and this is basically a project that wraps up everything I've been working on for the last 3 years since the start of the pandemic.
For sure, for sure. So you want to talk a little bit about your group and how you guys got started?
Sure. So basically, you know, we were kids out here growing up in the city, and you know, when we were introduced to hip hop, it was just something that we gravitated to. You know, guys like Rakim, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Tribe Called Quest, Wu-Tang, Nas, etc. You know, we started like a lot of people where, you know, you're just rapping amongst your friends, you're at the back of the bus, you're at parties, and then it just naturally progressed into doing shows locally, and then taking the show on the road, and up other opportunities presented themselves eventually. So that's pretty much it, you know, just doing shows, learning, eventually getting in the studio and recording, networking, meeting people, and just building off every opportunity presented.
For sure. So who were, outside of you guys, like, who were the people that were really helping put you guys on and getting your music out there?
At the start, it was a group originally from Brandon that moved to Winnipeg called Farm Fresh. There was a group way back in the days called State of Mind that were responsible for helping us hone our skills and, you know, putting us in the studio for the first time and showing me how to, you know, write songs, structure songs. Mac and Roe from PNC, Peanuts and Corn Records, he actually showed me how to count bars. I couldn't even count bars. Mm-hmm. I would just write rhymes, and they'd be like run-on verses, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
he begun my process of structure. So he's responsible for a lot of fine-tuning of what I was doing when I first started.
How do you feel your guys sound kind of like fits within this whole kind of Winnipeg rap scene. Like, and Winnipeg doesn't really have a defined sound, but you guys have a really like timeless kind of sound. Do you think that's kind of reminiscent of the city, or is that just what you guys kind of grew up listening to?
It's what we grew up listening to. Winnipeg sounds like a lot of different things based on what people were into, what they grew up listening to, whether you were into rap from the South, rap from the East Coast, West Coast. You know, that's basically what influenced people. I grew up listening to New York hip hop. Plus, I've got roots out there. I've got family there. I've been going there all my life. Every summer, I spent a lot of time out there. And you can really hear that come through in my music. So, you know, I've incorporated things and experiences that I've gone through growing up in the city, but I've been back and forth. And every summer when I'd go to New York and I'd come back to Winnipeg, I'd be charged up, I'd be inspired. And I would just go off on like just writing, you know, mad verses, coming up with songs, hooks, you know, bridges, things of that nature, and just creating a body of work. Sometimes it could get stale out here. You know, it's a prairie province. It's a bit laid back. And I'm glad I was exposed to big city life at a very young age. I remember going out there and I'd be like just in awe and sometimes even just nervous to be on the street because everything you would see in a video, it looked so surreal. And I'm smack in the middle of it, living it with everybody else, hearing the conversations, seeing how people move, how they conduct themselves. And they were just so free and full of life and weren't afraid to express themselves. Where out here, people are a bit more reserved and mm-hmm. kind of worried about what people are going to think. And we overthink out here. Where out there, it's the opposite.
Say what they want to say. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. You mm-hmm. you know exactly where you stand with people out there versus out here. You know, there's a lot of, at times there can be undertones and things like that. So
yeah.
It helped me free up myself as far as what I was doing and developing as an artist.
Do you think you faced a lot of conflict with both kind of cultures clashing when you came back here with like kind of that New York kind of energy, or were people pretty receptive?
People were receptive. I think they could feel my confidence. Mm-hmm. My confidence would build every time I'd go out there. And it made me realize how small the place I'm from and that I grew up in, and there's so much more out there, and to kind of look beyond what's in front of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope in some way, shape, or form that kind of rubbed off on other people. And I know it has, because I see a lot of great groups and solo artists out here who, you know, I know grew up watching my old group, you know, grew up watching me, who some guys I didn't even know they spit. I didn't even know they rapped till later on. And I was like, what, you got bars? This is crazy. You know, so I know there are a lot of people out there studying, you know, just for observing, sure. And when they were ready, they let people hear what they had.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel pretty, like you've been doing this for a while? Do you feel like you're one of the guys that like has a lot to offer to the younger generation? Like, is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Absolutely. Yeah. As far as mentoring goes and things to do and things not to do, learning from my mistakes. This is one of those things, you know, with hip hop, you learn as you go. And some people make more mistakes than others. Some people get breaks that others didn't get. Some people get those rare opportunities. But I could definitely help people navigate. Like, you got to make your own mistakes regardless. But I could definitely give, you know, a younger cat some advice on some things that would, you know, help them save a lot of time, you know, just fast forward their progression. Definitely.
For sure. Yeah, that's something I think definitely in Winnipeg, like, really just want to see, like, guys, like, work together. And it seems like the last few years we've seen that a lot more guys coming together. But what's one thing that you'd want to, like, improve on the scene here? Like,
just people working together and supporting each other. I see a cycle that's not breaking in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a lot of growth as far as the artists and being more self-sufficient and just knowing how to, you know, because it's all about the internet hustle. Like, you're lost if you're completely lost. You're blind if you're not a part of that. Yeah. But I find that there's still a lot. It's really clicky. There's a lot of people isolating themselves from others. And I notice, you know, it's either, you know, once somebody gets on or makes some headway, they kind of just, I don't know what they went through to get to that point. But, you know, I just feel like people really separate themselves. And instead of trying to bring the next man up, because whether they realize it or not, whether they have a relationship with you or not, they're looking at it as inspiration. You know what I mean? It's yep. not always necessarily somebody trying to jump on your bandwagon or whatever. It's just, you know, give me some advice, give me some hope, you know, inspire me, you know, share some words of encouragement. You know what I mean? Uplift yep. me.
Mm-hmm.
So if the city adapted that attitude more, because if anybody approaches me, I'll give you the game. You know what I mean? I'll give you what I know. I don't know everything, obviously, but I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot, and I can definitely, you know, help you in one way or another. And I've tried at times with artists, but it's also one of those things where you can really tell really fast who's really in it and who's doing it for what reason or what have you. You know what I mean? You can tell who's serious and who's really got the potential to take it to the next level, and people who are just doing it for clout and all the other wrong reasons. It's real easy to filter that. So
you want to do it for the music, essentially, is what you're saying.
Well, you want to do it for the music. You want to do it, you know, if you want to do it as a business, if you want to do it just for yourself, for self-fulfillment, that's fine. But there's some people doing it for, you know what I mean, just to be seen. They're not even serious, you know, just to get some attention.
Yeah, that's corny.
And, it is corny. And you know, and you can tell those are the people who pop up and then they disappear and got an excuse for every reason why they're not doing it, but they claim to be an artist. So, you know, just people who are serious and willing to make the sacrifices to be a better artist.
For sure.
You know,
so if we're talking Winnipeg, I'm in Winnipeg. What's a guy like me got to do to kind of help this scene out? Like, where's my responsibility in this, you think?
Just giving people the outlet to giving people the opportunity to speak, to share their story, you know, giving them exposure. You know, that, and with you doing that, you're empowering them and you're gaining people's respect. And it's kind of like the give to receive, you know, that's you, that would be your contribution, and it'll come full circle in one way or another. And before you know it, your center of influence will grow by miles because of the opportunities that you're giving people unconditionally. You know, so that's really what it is in any aspect. You know, all of a sudden, you're this big center of influence with all of this power that you got just by giving other people opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Sharing the love. So exactly. Your label, let's talk about your label a bit.
Black Sun Sound. Yeah.
How'd you guys get linked up? Like,
Mutual friends. So Wayne, who runs, owns Black Sun Sound, we got mutual friends that we met through, and he's been following my music for a while, and he saw what I was going through and the moves I was making, and he realized how serious I was, and saw everything that I was doing, you know, on my own. And it was like the laws of attraction. It was like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to step in and help this guy out, and we can work together for the greater good of what we're both trying to accomplish. So,
for sure.
You know, Wayne also manages me, and we're like brothers at this point. You know what I mean? We talk all the time. He's in Toronto. I'm out here, but, you know, we're both going to be back and forth working this project. And we've been working on this for over a year now, and it's finally about to drop. He's really excited. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, there's also other, you know, pieces to the puzzle, people involved with the whole project. Fourth quarter Anthony, he's on the team as well. So we're all like a unit. You know what I mean?
So let's get into that project now. So I listened to it, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I've listened to some like other Winnipeg rappers, but like, this is more my speed, I think. And just want to say, like, congrats on this, because it's really impressive that you're doing, like, as a Winnipeg artist, you know. What's the idea behind this project? Like, what are you trying to communicate to the listener here?
I'm trying to communicate basically that this is me coming from a small city, the middle of nowhere, and I'm taking you basically on a condensed trip through my life and the city I'm from, and I'm trying to kind of inject a lot more pride and self-confidence in the city. You know, like, stand behind your city, be proud of where you're from, and never give up on yourself. This is essentially my Rocky story. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, from the intro, I'm taking you, like, way back, you know, in regards to how I started, and I was young with my friends, and we were naive, and people could see, you know, the fire, the hunger in our eyes. And with that being said, not knowing any better, at times people took advantage of us. You know what I'm saying? And
in terms of, like, industry shit, or like
industry, you know, just getting in the studio and, you know, people trying to take advantage of kids with money and stuff because you didn't know any better, or, you know, if you got some grant money, how it was managed by people. And
right.
You know, and then getting into my personal life, as far as, you know, growing up in a home where, you know, it was the majority of the time just me and my mother, and things she saw me go through, and watching me pick up this thing called hip hop that I love, the music, and seeing me go through my ups and downs, and supporting me regardless. At times, you know, being a parent, you know, you want the best for your kid, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Do things in moderation, this, that, and the third, and just seeing where I'm at, and just the ups and downs, you know, like, you get into the thing, and it's, once you're really in it, you realize it's nothing like what you really thought it was going to be. And then even going more into my life and, you know, relationships and just everything. So, like I said, it's my Rocky story, and just coming through and never quitting on myself.
No, exactly. So you were talking about your mom there. She was on the, she had a little section there, I think, on the track there.
Right.
What was that like in your mom in the booth? Like,
well, so basically how that happened was, I was on the road coming from somewhere. I had to go deal with the situation, and I was frustrated. I had something to do for my mother, but prior to that, I had a meeting with Wayne and Tony, and we were listening to the project, and it was good, but we felt like something was missing. And, you know, I grew up in a home where my mother was always encouraging me to pray and and stay focused and talk to God. And, you know, so God has always been in my life and been a huge part of my life. So I just asked her, you know, to say a prayer for me, you know, and she asked what it's for, because she takes it very seriously. And what am I doing with this? And I explained it, and she's getting ready for church.
Yeah.
And she just took a moment. You know, we held hands, closed our eyes. You know, it wasn't like a do this over and over thing at all. Nothing like that. I basically just hit record on my phone. And you know, she spoke from the heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, we took it from there. It wasn't like I took her in the booth and she had headphones on, nothing like that. It was as organic as it could possibly be, and sincere and honest as it could possibly be. And you know, I believe everything, whether it's, you know, a disappointment or a success in my life, at this point, I believe everything happens for a reason. So that was, I was meant to be on the road. I was meant to stop there. I was meant to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? You almost get a better, just like a more, like you just feel it more when it's just something more organic like that. Just like
exactly
in the living room with the phone, like yeah. You get more out of not only your mom, but your mom or the listener will enjoy it more too. So
absolutely. Yeah. It makes sense. It was like the perfect segue into the next song on the project. So, you know, again, it wasn't anything premeditated. It just kind of happened. And yeah,
for sure. So I'm getting a lot of like Caribbean vibes on the album. My mom's from Guyana. So
okay.
I was hearing your mom talk. Is she Trini? Or
no, we're Jamaican. We're Jamaican. Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, between Trinidad, Guyana, Jamaica, you know, sometimes the accents, you know, we all say certain things. We say things different, but we say a lot the same way.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? But yeah, we're West Indians. So yeah, my mom's Jamaican. So that's what you heard, the patois.
Yeah.
You know, the Jamaican accent. Yeah.
For sure. So, What kind of influenced the reggae kind of dancehall type sounds we're hearing on some of these songs?
Again, the West Indian roots, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just comes naturally.
Right. So, you know, I was born here, but my parents came here as immigrants from Jamaica in their teens. And I've been going back to Jamaica all my life as well. As New York, and you know, growing up with reggae and dancehall and ska and all of that in the house, you know, and the producer that I worked with on this project, Tuff Dumplin', who's a born Jamaican, who was based out of Toronto and now New York. So when I was listening to beats for this project, it wasn't intentional, it felt right. Yep. You know what I mean? And That came out on the track. So, and I wanted this project to be authentically me, and you get a sense of all of the different dynamics that make up who I am. So that's a huge part of it.
How did you and Tuff Dumplin' kind of link up? Like I see him all over, and he's based out of like United States right now.
He's in New York / Toronto. To be honest, he's all over the place. He's a multi-talented artist. Like he raps, he produces, he can DJ. Him and his wife, they do murals. So wow. I've known him since way back in the days with my group, The Shades. He produced for us back then, as well as he was featured on tracks with us. And I always kept in touch with him. There were times when, you know, I wouldn't talk to him for a minute, but I'd be beat shopping and I'd hit him up and see how he's doing. And he'd let me hear what he had. And if it fit the project, then everything was a go. If it didn't, you know, we'd catch up another time. So I got this rare opportunity to work with Wayne and him on this project years later, because I've known him 10 years plus. He came out to Winnipeg years and years ago to do this festival out here called Peg City Holla, and that's when I first met him. And yeah, we just kept in touch, you know, just building relationships and letting them grow over time, you know.
For sure. So future music, you think you're going to do that with Tough Lumpling, or?
There's a strong possibility of that happening again, definitely, because the way this project turned out and it's so cohesive, it's you know what I mean? I don't want to sound overconfident, but I really feel good about this project, and I feel like people are really going to, you know, soak it in and appreciate it for what it is. So definitely, he's a busy guy. So if everybody's schedules work out and it's meant to be, it'll definitely happen again.
So Wise and Fab. So I've heard that feature, and I expected him to kind of just come on and just start like spinning right away, but he comes out and he's a little more melodic, and I really enjoyed that hearing from him. So like, was that something you knew going in? You wanted Wise and Fab to kind of start singing, or did you think something else?
So basically, the song's called Big Dreamer 2, and the biggest song I ever had as a solo artist prior to this was the original song called Big Dreamer. It wasn't called Part 1, but it was Big Dreamer. You can look it up. So basically, it was me following a bit of it was, I'm going to do a song and this is what it's about. And if you hear the original Big Dreamer, it's nothing like this song. It's a good song, but it's nothing like this song. This song is me, you know, reflecting and talking to my mother and just where I'm at. But my manager, Wayne, he was like, yo, I think it would be good to get YSN on the track. You know, he's from Winnipeg. You know, he's really talented, and a lot of people are paying attention to him. So we made that happen, and we spoke a few times, and I told him, you know, my idea for the track. I let him hear the beat, and he's mad talented because we literally had, I wouldn't even say a half an hour conversation, and he got back to me in probably less than 48 hours with his verse and the hook. It was done.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Just got her done. Fuck.
he just, you know, and I was really impressed how fast his turnaround was. You know, his verse was so real. It was so real. That hook he wrote, you know, was so real. And he wrote it from his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to flip it because he says on the track, you know, he goes, I had a man in the house, but I never had no real father, right? I knew my father all my life. I didn't live with him, but I knew him all my life. He's always been a part of my life. Yep. So I couldn't, that wouldn't have been authentic for me. So I had to flip it and, you know, tell my true story. And my true story is, you know, I grew up with my mother in Central for 16 years of my life. When I finished high school and I started university, my mother got married in the same apartment we lived for 16 years.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Fort Rouge. So I flipped it and said, I had a man in the house, but I longed for my real father. So it was real from his angle to my angle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
And I heard what he said, and I was like, that it hit me. Like, it hit me immediately. I was like, yo, this dude is not, you know, some, he was just, it was so real when you when I heard, you know, the voice reference. So he kind of inspired me at the same time where I was like, yo, I got to do this shit justice because, you know, this new guy coming up is doing his thing. And, you know, he kind of brought the best out of me. And that track just turned out amazing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how that really came together.
You definitely have to, yeah. Like, you didn't want to get washed on your own track, you
know? Absolutely. You know, it's still competitive. It's a brotherhood, but at the same time, I'm not letting anybody show me up on anything.
No young guys getting free passes. So.
Nah.
Sweet. No. So, the project's dope. Really excited for it. Anything you think we should be expecting from you in the future? Like,
yeah, just more good music. Stay tuned. I'm not done. You know, this is my first full length project. I've dropped nothing but EPs prior to this, but it's only gonna get better. So just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing for granted. June 30th.
Anybody you want to shout out before we start plugging socials or?
Absolutely. Shout out to my brother Wayne, my brother Fourth Quarter Anthony. Shout out to the Shades and everybody who's helped me get to this point. I love and appreciate you and look out for the project. And thank you for having me, man.
No problem, man. Glad to have you. Plug your socials and then we'll take it out of here.
Instagram, shout out Len Bowen. Facebook, Len Bowen the MC. TikTok, your boy got bars. Twitter, this is Len Bowen. So follow me on all social media platforms and check out all my visuals on YouTube.
Hell yeah. That was Len Bowen for Scary Hours. This is UMFM 101.5. We're out.
Scary Hours.
Not what I thought this moment would feel or look like, but I'm glad I made it. Thankful for everyone I came across on this journey. Means a lot. Nothing for granted. Almost home. Let's get into it. Got on Nina Simone, feeling good, it's a new day. Blow tomorrow anything you do or say, the new wave. Pledge to myself, promise wouldn't break. Couldn't talk me off the ledge, took a leap of faith. Heard what's the stretch goals I'm reaching for. Well, if it ain't to be the best, what else I be here for? My life scanning all the pieces on the chessboard. Always make sure my best move when I step forward. The one to wind up like coulda been, shoulda been, woulda been. Wanna see you do well, but not as good as them. Saw the hunger in the youngster, they took him in. Everything clear from the outside, looking in. Can't buckle before they latch on. Know you gotta leave, get your rap and come back before they catch on. Didn't know what I was walking into. Vultures hovering, careful what they talk you into. Saying no strings attached, what they got you into. Lips moving fast, tongue sharp as kintsu. They was in this camp, now this corner. Became a lone soldier, chapped ends with no closure. More calm, cool, collected than he ever been. It's no sweat, still brought the heat he said he bring. Better respect every second, minute, hour. Nowadays, lucky if you live to get your flowers.
If you live to get your flowers, yeah. Lucky.
Mr. Merkel. Not a bad save.
Ain't asking we take it. I couldn't walk away, couldn't
they said he'd never be. To the pressure, never caved it. What didn't break or made him? Look what y'all created. I couldn't walk away, couldn't let it be. This one for everything they said he'd never be. To the pressure, never caved it. What didn't break or made him? Look what y'all created. And toast to all he been through, good old days, rain, ghosts. Cannabis was also simple. Made y'all believers, no breathers. Ain't no load management. See what he established. He caught side to the bleachers. Calling news at six, they turning back to watch. Feel like Curry fourth chip. He turning back the clock. Y'all know the cloth he cut from. Ain't nothing fabricated. Bound for greatness, every verse and affidavit.
You all know what he about, how we going out, showed up unannounced, mad they show it out, ain't asking we take it. Ain't asking we take it. You all know what he about, how we going out, showed up unannounced, mad they show it out, ain't asking we take it. Ain't asking we take it. You all know what he about, how we going out, showed up unannounced, mad they show it out, ain't asking we take it. Ain't asking we take it. You all know what he about, how we going out, showed up unannounced, mad they show it out, ain't asking we take it. Ain't asking we take it. She started the fight last night, like a litany on. Nobody not kick me out, let me out, chip me out. Police line up, no pick me out. Now there's the time for the crime and the money am I. I came in and I, everybody know the sign. This man alive, never fight for the mic. Hey. Why you coming out of place looking up high? Hey. Boom, ever ride a bike higher than a damn kite? Which does your boy want to die tonight? Oh, come test me, bless me. The Jamaican, them call it fresh. It no matter what you do, you simply just can never impress me. Sure. You a liar, born the fire. You're top like informer wire. Call me sire, higher. You smell like blood.
Funniest character being built up while no one's looking. Crazy how the new me, he don't recognize the old me. Nothing ever happened to me, though it always happened for me. My tour be on this journey, one thing for sure you gon' learn. Tell it in your own words, your story on your own terms. We coming from humble beginnings, give a fuck what they thinking. Never given or was imprisoned by others' opinions. Watch you go through the worst, we all get sidetracked. But through the hurt with God first, that's a life hack. Blossom, almost lost you more often. I should be there for you. In the hospital, lost the machines breathing for you. Distracting his absence, raised me single-handed. This world of balance beam, we out here trying to stick the landing.
From the projects to the hills, mama. Used to do it for the thrills, mama. Had a man up in that house, but I ain't never had no real father. And so I chase these dreams, I'm on the rise, but the bread's still not as steep. Part of a line is knowing they could compete. They tell me see you at the top, but I know it never me. Yeah, but I know it never me. Cause I know it's meant for me. The truth to set you free, believe half of what you see. This ride come with pain and scars, that's why I had the bloody seats. Same clothes, several weeks, mattress on the floor, I could barely afford to eat. Was mentally always strong, but my body getting weak. Had a sore liver, poor dinner, blisters on my feet. These hoes will do you slime like they created the street. Got so much pain built up inside me, grab a pen and release. The stakes are high, I came from getting by, stacking on my pennies. Down in Henny, just to feel alive.
hit the corner, peel it wide. I fuck with her, feels the side was feeling hurt. I couldn't cry, it's not about where I'm born. It's more about what I leave behind. Unlike my father, left me abandoned. How will I ever be a man if I was never taught to stand it? Watch my cousins get pampered. And my mama dismantled. I got some questions, only God gon' know the answers. From the projects to the hills, mama. Used to do it for the thrills, mama. Had a man up in that house, but I ain't never had no real father. And so I chase these dreams, I'm on the rise, but the bread's still not as steep. Heart of a lion is no one that could compete. They tell me still at the top, but I know we'll never meet. Yeah, but I know we'll never meet. From the complex to the hills, mama. Used to do it for the thrills, mama. Had a man up in the house, but alone from my real father. Still chasing these dreams. Shit is smoking, man, it's nothing what it seems. Part of a line is no one that could compete. They tell me still at the top, but I know we'll never meet. Yeah, but I know we'll never meet.
In the name of Jesus, we come. You said, anyone come in your name, calling on you, agreeing where two or one are together. You are there to bless and do good. I give you praise for this day. Father, you see, Leonard, I bring to you so many points, a gift from you. Father, you see he's going and he's coming and everything about him. Father, I give him to you again today, this minute, this hour, this time. I give him back to you, Father. Bless him. Go with him. Walk with him. Anoint him. Show him the way, Father, that you want for him. He's in your care. In your name we pray. Amen.
So search within and you will find it will give you peace of mind.
Picture crystal clear, so one day the rhymes make the 9 to 5 disappear. It's a red carpet event when the kid premiere. No wedding bell, but plan to stack cake on different tiers. Left the right side of him, crew thick, ride or die with him. He read between the lines, plus he think outside of him. My haymakers, breathtakers, hit him with all I gotta give. Promises, touch souls like Shakur and Wallace did. Still paying dues, breaking rules, nothing to lose. Nice, but it ain't what you know, it's what you can prove. Loving this journey, see the crowd taking. Yeah, I look, he gassed out from all the cloud chasing. Up north, rapper the man, it's the truth. Tim's root sweatsuit and Canada Goose. Who got the tour for the bass? After this won't be many more. Black Mamba bars giving out 8 to 24. Left.
You know I tried so hard to make it. Where I got you, baby. When they got the money on that $1 million, baby.
I've been plotting. Yeah. Don't worry, I got you, yeah. Babe. When they got their money on their $1 million, babe.
I've went at all costs till it turned profit. Where? You know the term profit. Means he called it. See my fortunes in the future flowing like a faucet. My pops Charlie birthed an angel, and it wasn't Farrah Fawcett. Losers hate work, winning is the topic. Winners always thinking how to top it. That's the topic in the draft of life. I seen disaster thrice and turned it into pasta life. Traveling Rome on Mafia for a natural slice. Italian soda and a roaster. Before rapping, I was buying custom sofas. All from quotas made from juggling the Yolas. I never overstayed, I got out without torture. That's a jewel for you. Certain hustles need the mindset as a tool to use. Pick it up. Only motive is my mantra, that's refuse to lose. They see the team, they see in stars like a Subaru. We all aligned in unison, a Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube.
You know I tried so hard to make it. Gave me the
Time changed me for the good, good. We fight and we fuss. It took a lifetime to learn how to budge. Time changed me for the good, good. We fight and we fuss. It took a lifetime to learn how to budge.
I don't not love Winnipeg.
Scary hours.
She's so sweet, missy. She's so fine. You know me, if I try get chilling, me pon me line, say. She's so sweet, missy. She's so fine. Man can't lie, say she fuck a man try. Oh my, sweet little thing, no she run my mind. Oh my, maybe we should slide, wash away with
she
the tide.
Another dude approaching to hit the sheets. No way it's going, same ocean, different beach. They always talking at you and never to you. Plus say the conversation never moves you. City small, thinks you need a new destination. Where we from, everyone 6 degrees separation. Say the flex, do much more and talking less. Yes, that's how you get on the court and off the bat.
She's so sweet, missy, she's so fine. You know me, half I try, get she link me on me lines. She's so sweet, missy, she's so fine. Man can't lie, say she fuck a man try. Oh my, sweet little thing, no she run my mind. Oh my, maybe we should slide, wash away with the tide.
She'll vibe, she'll move, shorty so official. She'll vibe, she'll move, shorty so official. She'll vibe, she'll move, shorty so official.
Alright, here we go.
Just how you trying to shoot my shot. Which way I gotta aim to get my point across. Told her she a vibe, she a mood, can tell you official. Baby girl fully loaded, all the bells and whistles. Stayed engaged, though you had a long day. Friends ain't throwing shade, yelling flag on the plate. Loving that, said tonight you had so much fun, in fact you might just have to run it back.
Tired of pretentious princesses in suburban prisons who grew up on visas and parental indifference. I want intelligent thing with thoughts and opinions that can challenge my mind and leave an impression. I need a queen to rock with funk, jazz, style, and soul too. Someone I can show B.B. King in the Memphis Blues. A simple chick to kick it with, someone I'm clicking with. We intimate, getting into it, the illest chick.
Oh my, sweet little thing, no shit run my mind.
Oh my,
maybe we should slide, wash away with the tide. Run my mind.
Oh my.
Yeah. Maybe we should slide, wash away with the tide.
Sure, you wanna slide with me.
Champion lover.
Mr. Lover Man.
Mr. Lover Lover, never play this side chick.
She the front runner, dimples, dumb thick,
soft skin.
No, she trouble. No, she trouble. No, she trouble. No, she trouble.
Oh my. Sweet little thing, no, she run my mind.
Mr. Merkel, not a bad save.
Kingston song.
All right, here we go.
Before they got the chance to afford what he rapping. If he late, since a body know we're coming in second. Always late to the party. First out of city, he might be. Though don't seem likely. Couldn't wait on y'all to green light me. Looking back how we started, how we doing. The jewelers forget what they saying. Watch how they moving. He's showing proving. Know what I'm here for. Tidal wave approaching, no time to prepare for. Y'all regular, don't move me. Can't spot with him. Far from him. Characters, extra in the movie, starring it.
So I'm on fire.
Mind of 101 can't duplicate the blueprint. Politicking as usual, got risk built out. Can I live? Let me guess, still feeling them out. Fuck where you're from, where he's at, why they rock with him. Care less about the stats, just want the win. So I'm on my
on, it's Len Bowen, and you're listening to Scary Hours on UMFM 101.5. Stay tuned.
Scary Hours.
Once again, shout out Len Bowen. Thanks for coming on the show, and looking forward to having you on again. That album was great, and we're hoping you guys, the listeners, enjoyed checking in on that, and you can continue listening to it on streaming. So check that out on streaming, and also check out Len's socials. Check out his acquaintances' socials. Check out Black Sun's socials. That's their label there. And yeah, so we're going to play one more track. We got that new Earl sweatshirt. That song is going nuts right now. And then we're going to close the show. And yeah, we got that new Earl sweatshirt we're going to play just to close out the show here. We'll see y'all next week. Stay safe out there. This is Winnipeg. It's nasty outside. So just enjoy it. We'll see you next week. This is Scary Hours on UMFM 101.5.
What is the plan? Fuck is you saying? Lord, my mom, Danny Kane, been geeked up how many days? Yeah. What is the plan? Fuck is you saying? How many bands I'm finna make? Feel like Diddy standing in a bank. I feel like Diddy dancing in the rain. You yapping, I'ma go in your face. Bruce Banner, how I handle the rage.
You wouldn't like me when
yeah.
I make it.
Loose cannon in the meat of state. Gene Hackman, we getting away. Two hammers, I be getting the safe. Do damage in a critical way. Booth pack and we ship it away. You mad, got them feeling away. Yeah. Too bad, $100 ace. I don't got the time or the space. 16 passenger plane. 16 chapel, I pray. Fish cheek snap on a bait. Chip teeth snack on a prey. Stampede crack in the gates. Blow money fast just like a game. Go through the cash like it's a phase. What is the plan? Fuck is you saying? Lil' mama off Danny Kane. Been geeked up how many days? What is the plan? Fuck is you saying? How many bands I'm finna make? Feel like Diddy standing in a bank. Feel like Diddy dancing in the rain. You yapping, I'ma go in your face. Bruce Banner, how I handle the rage.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Loose cannon in the meat of state. Gene Hackman, we getting away. Two hammers, I be getting the safe. Do damage in a critical way. Booth packing, we ship it away. You mad, got them feeling the waves. Too bad, $100 ace. I don't got the time or the space. 16 passenger plane. 16 chapel, I pray. Fish cheek snap on a bait. Chip teeth snap on a prey. Stampede crack in the gates. Blow me fast just like a gang. Go through the cash like it's a phase.
I don't not love Winnipeg.
Scary hours. Scary hours. Scary hours.
Mr. Merkel, not a bad save.
Have a nice day.